Mark Scar on KIOW Cares for Friday, May 27th. On the line with me is Andy Klein. Andy's the president of Families of the Fallen. It's always good to catch up with Andy. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Mark. Doing great. Thank you.
Wonderful. And just a couple of weeks from now will be Country Thunder, Iowa, June 10, 11, and 12. And this is something that Families of the Fallen has had a great partnership with Country Thunder, Iowa. And you're going to be able to accommodate some Iowa heroes. Maybe we could start there and talk about those folks and who's going to be participating this summer.
Absolutely. Mark, we had the extreme pleasure of being able to honor four fallen heroes from Iowa this year. The first hero that we released was J.T. Tummelson, who was a Navy SEAL that was killed over in Afghanistan. We met with the family yesterday. They are great people. We also have Dustin Colby coming in, who was a member of the 1133rd out of Mason City, who was killed in a vehicle accident while training up to go over to Iraq. We have Sergeant Eric Stein from the Keokuk County Sheriff's Office, who was killed by a barricaded subject that was suffering from a mental episode. And then we just announced last week Officer Jamie Bunting from the Rockwell City Police Department, who was also killed by a barricaded subject that ended up firing and killing him. So it is a great honor to be able to recognize these four heroes and bring them into Country Thunder, who has been a great partner for us on this.
And they're going to be recognized at the festival.
Yes, the Country Thunder has been awesome to us that way. They let us post our heroes all over. They give us special seating, our own special camping area. They let us fundraise out there. But the whole weekend, you're gonna see the heroes posted, hopefully on the Jumbotron throughout the festival. And then there'll be a small presentation that'll happen on stage for the family. So it's gonna be a really, really awesome event again this year.
And we're talking to Andy Klein from Families of the Fallen. And one thing, I know you have a presence out there and you have all kinds of ways that you raise money through swag and merchandise and so forth. And that's one way that you do it.
It is. We actually get set up out there. So the people that, the simple things that the festival does for us is like giving us the ability to run the shower house out there. So every shower somebody takes is $5. And that, we have thousands of people out there. That adds up pretty quickly. We also have our merchandise set up out there, so anybody wants to buy any Grizzly coolers, any of our T-shirts or anything, that stuff will be out there. So sell the ice out there in the campgrounds, which is another thing that the festival supplies to us to do. So we're really blessed to have that partnership with them. They've been a great supporter of our organization.
And I know you do things around the year or throughout the year. One of them I can remember is a bags tournament, and you go around to different communities, and there winds up being a champion of some of the guys and gals go to all of these. And so that's just one of many that I can think of that you do throughout the year.
Correct. We didn't do the bags tournaments this year, but we did. We had the Country Thunder Golf Tournament, which took place in Forest City a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But this Thursday night, we're going to be over in Mason City at the fairgrounds over there. They're going to do a special flag presentation, and we're fortunate enough that they asked Families of the Fallen to be a part of that. So we'll be over there set up, and we're going to help with the raising of the American flag for the races. So that's going to be another awesome opportunity for us to get our organization out there and just get people recognizing what we do.
Andy, how was the golf tournament?
It went really well. We always want more teams. We're going to try to blow it up again a little bit bigger next year, but we had more teams than we did last year, so it turned out really well. And it felt like it was some pretty good competition out there.
Andy, if people want to contribute, maybe they're hearing us, and maybe they can't make the festival or something, but they think, hey, this is something I definitely want to contribute to, how can they go about doing that?
That's very simple. They can go to our website. Our website is www.fotf.us, and there's actually a donate function on there. So if they go right to there, they can donate, or they can order our merchandise off the website as well, and we'll get it shipped out or delivered to them.
Andy, thank you so much for what you do. It is appreciated.
Well, thank you, Mark. We appreciate the opportunity to be here in Villa to mention these heroes' names.
For Andy Klein from Families of the Fallen, I'm Mark Scar. This is KIOW Cares for Friday, May 27th.